Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ben Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Great time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. Mike, people are suggesting you use poopery. It's like putting your stink on a diet.
Poopery is
That's
great.
The only thing that works.
Okay.
We don't have any here at work.
We've learned something about Mike today.
I know. I wish you could see how intense it was. That's the only thing that works.
Oh, man.
Today we toast an unidentified man from Goose Creek, South Carolina. Now, a local resident, we were talking about Porch Pirates a couple of minutes ago. A resident there posted a video of today's honoree onto the local Facebook thing because he was stealing Amazon packages that had been left on porches in the neighborhood. And apparently, this guy struck a bunch of different locations. Now, no one recognized the guy, but they had the video and a description, which was then forwarded to the police. Well, the following day, in a completely unrelated court case, police in the courtroom noticed that one of the men there not only fit the description of the porch pirate, he was wearing the exact same shirt that he'd been recorded wearing the day before. He was the same guy. He ended up getting arrested.
Damn.
Cops had no idea who he was. Like anything, they weren't going to look that hard, but yeah, I want to say it was like a green and red North Face shirt or something, right? That's the only real description they had. His face is blurry like most of those cameras. Cops are in the courtroom. They keep looking at this guy like, where do we know him from, right? No one can quite track. And finally, one of them was like, hey, man, pull up that video. That's the guy. So, yeah, 24 hours later, dang, wearing the exact same clothes. Yes, very stupid. But that's why we honor him today. We pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola!
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
Hey, Steve, throw a hook at you, please, everyone. How Profile This is played.
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Derek. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola!
As they would say in Baltimore. All right, Dirk, you understand how this here game is played?
I do.
Fantastic. You have one of three stories to choose from. We have the wonderful world of drugs. We have bite me. In other words, what does someone find in their food? And finally, interior decorating, where you guess the foreign object that ended up on the inside of someone.
I'm
going to
go with bite me today.
Ooh. Bite me!
Yeah. All right, here is your story. A woman by the name of Rachel Vile, beautiful last name. Rachel Vile, she was opening a box of Ferrero Rocher chocolates. I'm sure I said that wrong. When she unwrapped the foil and found something inside of the posh chocs. See, that's how they write over there in England. Now, the U.S. Navy member, she shared a video online, which has already had over 500,000 shares on Facebook. She wrote, quote, never eating these again. This is what my roommate and I found. I always bought these, and I've already eaten half. Now, she later added that the best before date on the box was March 6th. of 2018. And she reached out to Comp 2018.
Oh, no. Yeah.
And reached out to the company. Well, a spokesperson there said, look, we would like to reassure everyone that we pride ourselves on the quality of our product, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The problem was, again, this was dated from almost 3 years ago. So 2.5 years, this has been on the shelf. But the question is, what did she discover in her Posh Chocs when she opened up her box of chocolates? Was it mouse droppings, maggots, a tooth, or flies?
Being that old, I'm going to think that they're kind of rotten-ish. I really want to go with worms or maggots.
Yeah, I mean, the maggots and flies are only a day away.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's so, what Annie was singing about.
You know,
there's only a day.
If they got in there, it's going to be one of the two.
So dead flies then?
I don't know, man. Where was this at again?
She's in England, but she's a member of the U.S. military, so she's probably on the base, right? Rolls into town, buys these things, realizes after she opens it that they're 2.5 years old.
And here's what I'd say, Derek: unless she hit the window between the maggot phase and the fly phase, that's only like 24 hours. I say they're dead flies.
Or dead maggots.
That's the name of my punk rock band.
They very well could be maggots. Dead maggots. Maybe the chocolate sucked that bad.
I'm still going to stick with maggots. I'm going to keep that. I feel confident today.
I think in the year, how long they've been outdated has nothing to do with
they
it.
They probably look like Rice Krispies, you know, after they dry up.
But it also could be just a coincidence that they're old. It could be a tooth.
What do you think, Ted?
I think it's a tooth.
Ted going tooth. I'm going to go flies, Derek. You're going to stick with maggots, final answer?
Absolutely.
What was in the chocolate? Was it mouth droppings?
It's in the chocolate.
Maggots, tooth, or flies? We'll let you know next.
That was a tease. Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
All right, subject is Bite Me on Profile. This woman opened up a box of chocolates. Actually, they're from 2011.
2018.
18? Then she unwrapped the foil of the chocolate and found something inside the chocolates. Was it mouse droppings, maggots, tooth, or flies?
And that is a question we posed to you, Derek. Let us start with the Ted Smith. Went with tooth, and Ted, you had some agreement online. Says, I'm a Ted. It is a tooth.
It was not a tooth.
Which actually is kind of the best news. For some reason, I find that the most disturbing of all the possibilities.
What happened to my tooth?
Damn, it fell into the chocolates. Miles, you said flies. You said, look, man, if they were maggots, then based on the fact it's from 2018, in that period, right, 24-hour window, flies.
Oh, sorry.
And Derek, you went with baby flies, cute little maggots.
Maggots.
You are correct.
There you go.
It's a thin line between maggot and fly.
Isn't that a song?
Congratulations, Derek. You win maggots. And now for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box,
I'm again.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
All right, your choices today, Jimmy Fallon.
Jimmy Fallon.
Seth Meyers.
Ooh, Seth Meyers.
Okay. Trevor Noah.
Trevor Noah.
Or Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it late?
That's right, all these guys have teams of writers to help recover their monologues each and every night. It's up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom? Or could it be a V. Ted Smith original?
A scuba diver off the coast of Egypt just said... just set a new record when he spent over 6 days underwater. Yeah, he came up and realized it was still 2020, so he went back down. Wow.
Jimmy Fallon.
Trevor Noah.
Fallon.
A scuba diver off the coast of Egypt just set an amazing new record.
An Egyptian scuba diver has broken a new world record. He spent 145 hours, or almost six whole days, underwater.
Yeah, he came up, learned it was still 2020, and went back down.
I'm out of here. Some good news. After last week's announcement from Pfizer that their vaccine was 90% effective, another company has said they have one as well. Scientists are like, we harness the power of mRNA. While Americans are like, hey, does it come in grape flavor?
Trevor Noah.
Seth Meyers.
Jimmy Fallon.
But here's some good news. After last week's announcement from Pfizer that their vaccine is more than 90% effective, another company, Moderna, has made an announcement of their own.
Moderna announcing its vaccine could be up to 94.5% effective.
Scientists are like, we've harnessed the power of mRNA, while Americans are like, does it come in grape flavor?
Kim Kardashian is looking like an ice princess as she threw a snowball while in her winter wonderland to introduce her crystallized makeup collection. So just make sure you buy this makeup and you'll look just like Kim.
Ted Smith.
Yeah. It's like, man, she's got winter makeup?
Of course.
Yeah, man. Winter's coming.
Don't you have winter makeup?
Obviously not.
You got to change your shades.
Yeah, I guess I do.
It's wintertime, bro.
Yeah. Live.
My bad. Yeah. I feel like a jackass. The National Weather Service issued a rare tornado warning for Manhattan and the Bronx. Though, in the case of the Bronx, the warning was for the tornado.
Seth Meyers.
Yeah, Seth.
Yeah, Seth.
The National Weather Service issued a rare tornado warning for Manhattan and the Bronx. Though, in the case of the Bronx, the warning was for the tornado.
What's up? Come on, the Bronx. Yeah, come on, tornado.
Let's see here. So when it comes to the, you know what? Before I get to the holiday stuff, NFL. NFL stuff's crazy right now. Other than the Chiefs, maybe the Pats, or not the Pats, the Bucks,
Dolphins.
Like, I'm just not sure who's actually good and who's not good.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Right. And obviously in a room where you have Seahawks fans and a couple Ravens
fans.
Well,
the Saints were doing pretty well, and then, you know.
Yeah, and then somebody hurt his ribs.
A lot of them.
But Jimmy Fallon does a funny thing where he gives guys, you've seen this in some golf tournaments or whatever. So this is some NFL players, after the games, given interviews where they have to slide in a term or word that Jimmy Fallon has given them, and they need to keep character. You'll hear the ding go off.
What is your favorite part about being a receiver? Is it catching touchdown passes? Is it your dance celebrations?
I believe catching the touchdown passes because, you know, they're like Pokemon to me. I gotta have them all.
What makes that connection with you guys on that particular throw so difficult for anybody to defend?
Yeah, I mean, it's like a saying my mom used to say, it must be maple syrup because butter don't drizzle like that.
Do you stick with the finger roll celebration or do you change it up?
You know, I think I gotta stick with it through the whole process. I learned that's why you call them touchdowns and not touch-ups.
Well, you know, there's not a week that goes by where Coach Reed isn't going to get on you, man. That's his job, you know? Sometimes you just got to be like, take it easy, roller coaster tycoon. You know what I mean?
What your mom said is a quote that I am not familiar with. Can you elaborate a little more on that?
Syrup drizzles. You got to make that play. And a stick of butter, it's a block. You got to put it in the microwave to melt it. That just takes too long. You got to make that play right away, baby. And that's why I'm like the maple syrup. That's why she used to always say that, because I'm quick with it. I just drizzle all over the place.
Gronk is great.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, drizzling all over the place. Yeah, you got to forget, too, with Gronk, because he was, what was he gone, a year or two?
Two, I think.
Right? You're like, I'm just like, oh, yeah, he's completely. And then I also realized, like, the Patriots, I'm so used to seeing them that you see them more often. Like, the Buccaneers are good. You just don't, I just don't see them on TV all the time.
I still struggle with it. You know, as soon as I see the pads, I'm thinking Tom Brady. I'm like, man, he's blacker than he looks on TV. It's like, it's Cam Newton, a 6'6" black man with dreadlocks. But as soon as I see the helmet, I'm like, that's Tom Brady. Buccaneers, I don't picture anyone because Jameis Winston didn't do it for me. But I just, I mean, look, the man can do what he wants. And obviously, the color of uniform he wears is completely unimportant. But I have a hard time seeing him in Bucs colors.
What if Winston goes in and lights it up for the Saints?
That'd be hilarious.
I think that's probably due next.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, it's
2020. It'll be MVP.
Right. I mean, you don't know what's going to happen this year. College football's a mess. I mean, look, I'm happy that Maryland beat Penn State, but now it's like Penn State just sucks.
Right.
Most of these games are going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, that's the other thing, too, is like NFL's different. Those are professional athletes. You have guys that are, you know, that have been working hard, but they still didn't have a training camp. There was no exhibition
game. Right, right.
So, I mean, the season just looks awkward.
It does. Yeah. It does. In terms of that training camp stuff, important.
Yeah, and the way it's going right now, I'm with you. I wouldn't be shocked if the Saints are going to be the new team, or who knows. We could be talking a month from now, and all of a sudden, the Seahawks are rolling again.
Sure.
But that was a tough one on Sunday, and they got a tough one Thursday night.
No, Mike and I agree. We're not going to talk about Sunday, didn't we?
No. Yep.
To any of us. Yeah, Raven's just going to throw the ball to Luke Wilson now.
Yeah.
That's all we got. All right. That more hurts the female Seahawks fans.
Who
loved Luke Wilson.
Yeah, absolutely.
Not that the guys didn't. The women appreciated it much more.
Different.
Good-looking guy.
Yeah, there's a girl that follows me on Twitter, or I follow her, too, and she was, like, crying today.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I got to be a Baltimore fan.
Yes, you do.
Don't worry. It's painful.
It's okay. It sucks.
Yeah.
Not awesome.
Yeah. That's why sometimes, you know, it's what I try to remind people. All my soccer jerseys, they all have the same name on the back, which isn't one. I cheer for the patch on the front, boys.
Oh, okay. I see what you did there. All right.
Don't get attached to players, man. Players leave.
Right. Free agency changes it all.
So do you think around Christmas time you guys lie a little bit?
About what?
Anything.
Well, sure.
I guess.
No, I absolutely do. Yeah,
yeah, sure.
The shock in your eyes says you do.
We
you're
do. Just,
you're playing dumb.
It just depends on what.
This morning, you know, my son was
nervous already. There,
no, I just don't know what I should be lying about. Tell me.
So, apparently, people are lying about seeing Christmas movies.
What? No, I do not lie about that.
No. I know.
I will lie to my children about many things, but not that.
Right. And I mean, it's
Dad,
just,
have you seen the Rudolph? Yeah, of course I have. Who wants to know?
That's why we're not watching it tonight.
Yeah.
I've seen it
so many
hundreds
times.
Of times.
According to a recent...
Not on the big TV, anyway.
According to a recent poll, 21% of people have lied about having seen a classic holiday movie.
Yeah.
You know what?
Well, who told you I didn't?
For the most part, you probably saw most of the shows as kids.
Sure.
You've probably already seen these. You just don't care to see it again.
And you don't have to until you have kids and they bring it up.
But you can't see it again if you've never seen it.
Right. Like, I've seen Home Alone, like, twice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's 30 years old. Or whatever. It's 20 years old.
Yeah.
So it's not like I haven't seen it.
Have you actually seen it?
I saw it then. But
you believe him, Ted?
If I watched it now, it would be new. I'd be like, oh, my God, it's Joe Pesci.
I see what you're doing there. So you can ask the problem because you've never seen it.
Right.
But you say it's been a while because you're lying to us now.
No, I don't believe him. Who was the other? Just winked at me.
Who was the other guy?
Joe Pesci
and who's
Daniel
the other?
Stern.
Daniel Stern. Mm-hmm.
Who's the other robber?
You know, I know that. I've seen it.
Okay.
Also, great actor and rookie of the year.
Daniel Stern.
Yeah. You don't have to lie to me. I know you haven't seen it.
At least I haven't seen Home Alone 3.
Yeah.
They have made five of those.
I've seen 1 and 2.
The poll is saying they can't tell if people just don't want to watch a movie, so they lie about it.
I think that depends who you ask. Because, again, as a parent, I would lie about it. And say, same reason my kids don't see me eat vegetables, because Dad eats all of his vegetables for lunch at work.
It's constant.
Is that what really happens?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So
what?
That's what I ate my vegetables.
No way. They would see a Tupperware container.
Why?
Because you bring the vegetables from home.
I buy them at work, bro.
All at the veggie grill.
At the veggie grill. That is exactly what that. Now you,
Daddy, what's your favorite thing at the veggie grill?
Oh man, the broccoli loafu. That's what you get.
Broccoli loafu. That's a terrible lie.
What?
Broccoli. I eat vegetables. I don't eat it.
No, you got to try it. It's great. Right. That's what Dad eats every day to stay healthy.
So that's part of it. Some people said maybe they're embarrassed.
There's nothing. It's a Christmas movie, man. Don't let people put pressure on you.
All right. Some parents have said they use their kids as a reason to watch holiday movies they haven't seen yet, which makes more sense.
Sure.
I mean, I'm trying to think.
But I can straight up, I've never seen The Santa Claus. Is that the Tim Allen one?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I've never seen it. Sooner or later, my kids will want to see it. That's when I'll see it. But if they ask me, I'm not going to lie. I've never seen this. Because you know why? Because I don't want to. I'm doing this because you're here.
Right. Like, I've seen It's a Wonderful Life. Yeah. I don't know that I'd sit down and watch the whole thing.
I would not do it again.
Now, Christmas Story.
Well, gosh.
Bad Santa Christmas Vacation.
Maybe it was
God's wings. I'll watch something.
It's a Wonderful Life.
Yeah. I'll watch something if it doesn't suck again.
Yeah, but you're right. Those are like the I'm still not positive.
Elf is pretty funny.
Who?
Elf is pretty good.
I've seen that a couple times.
Have not seen Elf.
Yeah, it's
oh, you'd like it.
You would love it.
Right. Elf is a lot more like Will Ferrell, very PG humor, but it's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
he's right. Like an adult kid,
right?
Basically.
Oh, I remember the commercials. Right. I
haven't seen best it. Best coffee.
Yeah,
you did it. yeah, it's some of the adult ones, obviously. You know, I still got to watch all of Bad Santa. Still haven't seen
it. Really? My son has seen it.
Yeah. Wait, has
I have
he?
Not seen
Bad Santa. Is he lying?
I've not seen Bad Santa.
Oh, I was there
too.
With him.
But Bad Santa 2 is ready for my...
I don't remember if I saw that one or not.
Yeah.
Bad Santa 2. It's Santa's reckoning.
It's going to be kind of hard to trump the first one.
Yeah. Well, and I've seen plenty of bits and pieces of it. I've just never sat down and really hunkered down on it.
Mm-hmm.
Got in the home.
Gather the kids and the grandparents around.
God damn it. Let's see. This, I don't know, is this interesting or not? There's nothing about the show that's going to be political. Apparently, it's just a news story that Alec Baldwin and Kelsey Grammer are going to do a show to get together because Alec Baldwin's a known Democrat, leans liberal. Kelsey Grammer, obviously a big Trump supporter.
It doesn't mean you have to hate each other.
Yeah.
I don't know why there's this notion. Like, so the hell? They're also both rich.
And they're also both actors.
Right.
Like, just their personal opinions.
Oh, my God. Yeah, in normal times, nobody cares.
Right.
Your own personal goddamn business. Nobody cares the way you vote, right? That's why it's the whole,
why did you order the ham?
Right.
I'm getting the steak. Who is ham? I don't want to eat with you ever again.
Right. I mean, who cares?
I mean, so what?
That's the best way they can find to promote that.
Yeah, I mean, that's what
they
I'm saying.
They both don't like each other, but they do.
They disagree on something.
I don't like my parents because they watch Fox News.
Right.
That's not how people work.
Tell you what, it's, I notice a lot of hams around, out and about now.
Well, of course.
Really?
Tis the season.
Yeah, man. Hams are showing up. I thought it was more of a Christmas thing. Apparently, Thanksgiving, people are hamming out.
It gets during Thanksgiving and Christmas. It gets these holidays and then again at Easter. Then ham's kind of quiet.
If I say,
Easter's when ham
shines. Can I order a turkey? And they say, hey, we're sold out of turkeys, but we have a delicious, you know, honey-baked ham.
I'll take it.
I'm like, oh, give me the ham.
Yeah,
I'm
for
fine.
Sure, man.
That's not the most important part of the meal.
No, and anything from the honey-baked ham store.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
I was roasting a chicken this weekend practicing. Get ready.
Mm-hmm. How was it?
It was delicious, man.
Excellent work.
Yeah, yeah. And it made the whole house smell like a holiday.
It does.
Right. I was cooking a small chicken, and there's going to be three of us.
That's fine.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Yeah, I don't know.
Thank you, Ted.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm having a rough day.
Did you feel like you nailed the chicken?
I felt more confident about my cooking skills than I do about this segment I just did.
Yeah. Will you make the chicken be as good the next time around?
Oh, yeah.
Anything you'll do differently?
Well, I'm going to put a beer can
up its ass.
Yes.
That'll make the difference. Thank you, Ted. We appreciate it. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Pope Francis's Instagram account appears to like a pic of a Brazilian model's bum and caboose. Meanwhile, a man is on the run from the FBI, and he dives into Lake Shasta in a submersible to shake them loose. Cop in England in trouble after switching the price tag on a box of Krispy Kremes. Florida man arrested after proving that having a three-way wasn't one of his dreams. And a Florida couple has sex on the side of the road in front of everyone. It's time for your headline.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my cock.
All right, top story. We go to the UK where an officer is in some trouble. The officer was caught on security cameras going into the local supermarket and grabbing himself a box of delicious Krispy Kreme donuts. He was then seen walking back to the produce section and grabbing himself a barcode for carrots. He then stuck the barcode over one of the one for the donuts and scanned it instead, bringing his total down from about $10 to an easy $7.
Mm. Sneaky.
He's due in court for misconduct hearing.
Come on, man.
Just save yourself $3.
Save yourself, but also you're a cop.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, it's just the stereotype thing. That's all it is. Like, oh, of course, you want to save money on donuts.
Right.
It's exactly what we think of you.
I've done that.
I've done that, too.
Wait a minute. But what? You both have used the wrong barcode?
No, well, I used the correct barcode on the wrong product.
Price tags with a push pin. And clothes.
Maybe that jacket cost $100.
Now maybe it's 30.
Just wow. All right.
You've never done that?
No, of course not.
Eagle Scouts.
That's right. You know what? They put the price on there for a reason, because that's what it costs.
I thought it was negotiable.
You never took the shoes out of one box and put them in the other because the other shoes were cheaper?
What the hell?
Yeah. Really? It's Adidas. They got a really nice pair, right? Then they have the
Stadia.
The
what,
Zumbas.
People are doing this?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, yeah. I remember I was outraged when I went shopping for shoes one time and I opened up the box and there's an old-ass pair inside.
Do you know the name of your model of shoes? What brand do you wear?
I'm wearing Nikes right now.
What kind?
I don't know.
Right. Either do they. They could be Air Force Ones. They could be Jordans. They could be flip-flops. All the box says is Nike. Put the shoes. Don't put the shoes there. Don't do that. Sorry. My bad.
Holy smoke!
Come on, man.
Holy smoke!
You're better than that. Aren't you young and poor ever?
Damn.
Didn't you ever have a drug problem?
Yeah.
Hey, man. Wow. Drugs didn't buy themselves, Mike. But if I could save, say, $8 on this and maybe another $5 here, I can score myself a nickel bag of the worst weed ever.
Tim's in a Puma box. I won't even open it up and look. It's all covered in tissue.
Damn it.
You missed that,
moving
homie.
On. Yeah, I guess I have. Moving on. Another news. Something from out of a comic book appears to have happened down in California. FBI agents were dispatched to the location of a man believed to be the mastermind behind a major Ponzi scheme. The man owns two investment companies and was being indicted for his Ponzi scheme that had amassed $35 million. Not about to go quietly, the man fled police in his car before making it to Shasta Lake. He then abandoned his car and jumped into an underwater submersible vehicle and descended to the depths of the lake.
What do I need now is a small submarine that I can steal. Look, there's one. How does that happen? Is he a supervillain?
The problem is FBI's like, bro.
Exactly. No,
we'll wait.
Right. And after about 25 minutes of waiting, he resurfaced and police were able to apprehend him.
Yeah, they watched the bubbles. Did you read the whole story? They just watched him float around out there and watch the bubbles come up. Like, eventually this jackass is going
to... It's one of two things. You can get arrested or you can die.
Right.
And this is your choice.
I know, but even like if I was walking home, be like, oh my God, I'm being chased by the cops. I wonder where the submarine is in South Lake Union. I'll just jump into that and steal it.
Right. The problem is that he's in Lake Shasta. It's a doggone bowl. There's nowhere to go.
Yeah, right. But who has a submarine?
That guy.
Yeah, right?
A man with a $35 million Ponzi scheme who needs an escape plan
in
that he thought was foolproof.
Oh, hang this lake.
I can't believe they're still here.
I'm going to flee like the penguin out of Batman.
Oh, turn left. There's a massive catfish. Okay.
Right, like, where are you going to go?
School of bluegill. Cut it right.
All he needed now was the big old scope that came out up above. Like, are they still there?
We're being invaded by perch. What the hell? What's going on in there?
I like this guy's style. I'm not going to lie.
I would like it if it were the ocean. You know, if it was like off the coast of Baja, I'd be like, oh, bad ass, man. Yeah. Cool.
Okay, here's the thing, is that if he does it on the coast of Baja, he's James Bond. He just jumps into his getaway vehicle,
right? He does it in a lake. Like, look at the size of that.
Lake like a jackass.
Look at the size of that carp.
Yeah, I mean, like,
who cares?
What are you doing, homie? You're not, they're just going to stand there and wait for your dime.
Yeah. Ooh, your bubbles. Went scuba diving in Green River.
What?
You went scuba diving in the Green River? Why?
Think about it. You took the time to have a submersible, right?
Right.
Probably for this very reason. And at no point did you think, huh, it's a lake. You know, just,
that's it.
You had all of that planned out. But you never thought, oh, there's nowhere to actually go.
This will get me chicks, not the 35 million I got.
And on that note, that is it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time for the return of Who Sucks Less, and we'll drink and toast with a shout out to
RIP
Larry.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. RIP Larry. In the meantime, we be all up out this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
This room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.